The first of the 44 new full-size and 10 smaller paratransit vehicles are starting service today, and they're all powered by clean-burning compressed natural gas. Tom George, the NFTA's public transit director, says CNG is affordable, plentiful, and helps improve air quality. George says they're the next generation of buses in the industry, and they could help increase ridership.
There's a perception about buses, that many people ride a train, but they won't ride a bus. These buses are bigger inside, they're brighter, there's more windows, there's more light, they're more comfortable inside. So if we can get people to try them and try to, the system will find that they may be more attractive to them, and they may want to use them more than they would traditionally in the past with the older buses we had.
Paul Renzo of Lackawanna is a self-described bus enthusiast. Renzo says he can't wait for his first ride on one of the new buses.
I love that they're going with the compressed natural gas because it's more better for the environment. And you don't have the particles in that the diesels release. And you remember from years ago in the 70s when you were behind an NFTA bus, it was like a cloud of black. And you just held your breath till it dissipated, you know?
The new buses are expected to reduce the fleet's carbon emissions by about 1,300 tons. And over the life of the vehicles, Metro is expected to save nearly $3 million in fuel costs compared to diesel. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.